All right, so now we are being recorded. Just to make sure, Kim, you said you were going to be able to take notes tonight, right?
Yes, sir. I'm also trying to finish the AGM minutes for us on the last section.
Cool. So, yeah, as far as I'll cheat a little bit. I'm going to jump ahead a bit. So it's probably not a secret to anyone we've been having trouble keeping up with our minutes, and one of the things I will discuss in more detail later, but I was going to say probably makes sense, is since we now have the agenda in a Google Doc that can be live updated, it may make sense to just take notes in that as we go so that by the time the meeting ends, we have the notes done. So, Kim, if you would like to do that tonight, I think you probably can. If you want to do it on paper and then update things later, that's fine too, whatever works for you.
No, I'm in the Google Docs. We're good.
All right. So, on that note, I will call the meeting to order at 5:33 p.m. Pacific time. And then we can take roll. I'm Dave Fawson, and I am present. Kim Laird.
Here.
Lloyd Timberlake. Okay. Listen, Lloyd. Nathan Wakefield.
Present.
Thank you, sir. Tom Wall. Not there. Scott Krause.
Present.
Thank you, sir. Sandy Brown is not going to be able to join us tonight, so she is absent. Aaron Stevens.
Here.
Mike Sullivan. Not present. And I'm pretty sure Martin wasn't going to be able to join us because he sent out that email saying he was away for a bit. But
and Mike said he was going to be late, I think.
Okay. Okay. So the first thing we need to do is approve the agenda. Hopefully you all got a chance to look at it. Would anyone like to make that motion?
This is Scott. I'll make the motion.
Thank you, Scott. Anyone to second that?
Second, Aaron.
Thank you, Aaron. Okay. Anything we need to discuss about the agenda before we get going? Okay. Voting on the agenda. Does anyone disapprove of the agenda? Would anyone like to abstain? Okay. The agenda is unanimously approved. Okay. Approval of minutes. So there is the AGM itself. By now, Kim, I'm pretty sure we're positive that Sandy actually has the media for that, correct?
As far as I know,
okay.
She's been really detained with family.
Right, but we had a miscommunication for a while where we thought she had the meeting and she didn't, so now we're pretty sure she does.
Right.
Okay. The minutes from the post-AGM meeting that we did in Winston-Salem are now actually available, so hopefully we can approve those tonight and get those up on the site. Hopefully people had a chance to take a look at those. I'm trying to remember how we do this. Do we need to do a move and a second to approve the minutes?
Yes.
Yes, I thought. Okay, is there anyone who will move to approve the post-AGM minutes from July 19th?
I'll make that motion. It's Kim.
Thank you, Kim. Is there anyone who would like to second that?
I'll second, Aaron.
Thank you, Aaron. Okay, any discussion? Anybody see anything that needs fixing in there? Okay, then we can move on to voting. Does anyone disapprove of the minutes for the July 19th meeting? Okay, would anyone like to abstain? Okay, so the July 19th minutes are unanimously approved, and I can get those up on the website. I think that's all we have available to approve at this time. The August planning meeting, we don't have minutes for yet. The September meeting, we don't have full minutes for yet, though I think Kim was helping to finish those out, so I'm pretty confident we'll have those for next time. And the October minutes, we don't have at this time. And in Vario, we can discuss in more detail how to fix this going forward so we don't get so backed up.
I did finish the October minutes today, but I don't know if people had a chance to look at them.
I did not.
I did not.
No.
They are finished. They're on the Google Docs.
Okay.
And as I said, the AGM, if I have 10 more minutes, they'll be done.
Yeah, if they've waited this long, I'd rather make sure people have time to read them in as much
exactly
detail.
But they are.
But thank you very much for helping us catch up on that, because it's kind of a, it doesn't look so good when we're this far behind. So thank
yep.
you very much. Okay, so that gets us to reports. Kim had submitted her report on festival planning. Hopefully people got a chance to look at that. There was at least a little bit of discussion of it on the boards. Did anyone have any questions or comments for Kim? I think the main thing I had was the busking competition, which we discussed on the board. So.
Yeah.
Right. And I did contact Laura Ernst, and we're going to be talking by phone early next week. I did have Martin remove any indication about how the voting's going to take place.
Yeah, I think certainly until we discuss it more, that's probably the safer thing to do. Oh, the shirts. You had sent out shirt designs. Very cool.
Yeah, I was excited. Actually, odd thing here, just to throw it out there, is my eighth grade homeroom actually helped with some of the editing of that shirt from the initial design. I showed it to them. They said, why is it underwater? They thought all the juggling equipment were bubbles.
Huh.
So they picked out some things that Matt really appreciated, you know, the feedback on. I have emailed him with the feedback, given me a second version of the design. We're going to try a few different things, International Jugglers Association, straight across that front stripe. You know, just to see how it looks. So we're going to play with it a little bit more.
Yeah, and I know I haven't responded to the email thread, but I was reading it, but the one thing I had was, one was the pattern of the girl juggling five balls at the bottom.
Yep.
So it could look more realistic. And then the other thought I had was if there could be other props, like Diablos and hula hoops, or if that was a possibility at all, is to see if we could throw other props in there. Poi would be great. Just to make it.
Yeah, that's true. That was me looking at it through my juggling colored glasses again. If we could have a little better representation for the kind of spinning and hooping community, that would probably be.
Cigar boxes, Diablo, anything like that, too, would be cool just to see if we could get that in there somewhere.
Yeah, I'll talk to Matt about it. He's been very receptive.
Yeah, totally. It sounds like it. That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Great.
Okay. We did get a report from Warren, so we have that to look at separately. Did you get anything from Jack about the award committee?
Jack did send a very quick email. Looking for where that is here. The awards committee members are, of course, Jack Kelly is chairing, Bob Newman and Steve Ron. Jack also said he really has nothing to report at this time. They're communicating, and they have received input from several people. The latest e-newsletter again called for nominations, so they're waiting to see if it kind of gathers anyone else in. Received another nomination today. He's anticipating that they should be able to make their recommendations board shortly, like I know our usual target date is sometime around December's meeting, and it seems like he thinks he can do that with this committee.
Cool.
And in this way, we can make sure that those honorees can make the fest, and we can, you know, if they're performers, hopefully they're willing to perform in the shows.
Uh-huh. Deal. I didn't have any other questions about it. It looks good. It looks like you're making good progress. Anybody else?
We
I did have one thing I wanted to ask about. This is Nathan.
Go ahead, Nathan.
Yeah. how did the A&E DVD proposal come about? What are the details of that?
So what that is about, unless you want to answer, Kim. But
no, because, Dave, this came from you, so...
Right.
you started this.
Yeah, so I was talking with Gregory Poche, G-Ball's dude.
Yeah.
And he was talking about how great he thought it was that WJF got themselves on television, and I said, well, yeah, that's pretty cool. And he mentioned that he is friends with a high-up producer at A&E, and he had chatted with him about the idea of putting IJA stuff on their network, which is a better fit than, like, ESPN. I don't know why ESPN would particularly be interested in what we do. And whoever he spoke to said, sure, I would give it a look. That might be interesting. Get me, you know, kind of a representative demo video so I can see what it's about, and we'll go from there. And it's the kind of thing where when Kim and I talked at the time, we said we should definitely do that, and we shouldn't just throw something at him. We should make sure that it counts, you know, give it, come up with something we really are proud of that we think will give us our best chance at getting that inroad, because we probably don't get too many opportunities like that.
Right. And actually, back in 2010 for Sparks, I did contact the A&E because I also felt they were a better fit for IJA than something like ESPN, and didn't get very far with it, but now that we have a connection, hopefully that makes a difference.
Yeah, yeah. And I will check it. It's been a while, so I'll check in with them again and just let them know that we didn't forget that we're trying to make sure that we don't waste their time by the time they get something to look at. So.
And I is it dive in, as I said, about putting something together for us. I have not heard back from him on his Facebook today. They just had a death in the family. So.
Right.
And are we looking at getting footage from this upcoming year to give to them, or creating something from this past year to give to them to cover next year?
Right. I think the theory is that if everything went well, that we might have them covering the 2013 festival. So the idea would be to get them
something
representative from past festivals.
Perfect. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, because I talked to Greg, too, and that was what I thought was a good idea.
Yep. Yeah. I'm sorry, I hate to do this. Can you hold on one minute, please, and I'll be right back.
Okay.
You might want to call Wendy, because I don't know why she's not here yet. It's getting pretty late. Okay. Sorry, I'm back. Okay. Anything else you want to discuss about Kim's report?
I had a question, and I have to say I didn't finish reading the report, but regarding the open stage, I just know we talked about it briefly through emails.
Oh, yeah.
The concept behind that, I know there's the concept of having the people there to see it and everything. But in general, I just think open stages is a great idea because it gives people a chance to perform who aren't necessarily as part of the big shows or whatever. Is there an outlined process for how the sign-ups for open stage would go, like who?
Yes, yes. And Martin has all that on the Fest website. And
it's already there. Okay.
It isn't live yet. But, yeah, Cindy Marvell has come up with a very detailed description of the whole event. She has it sectioned off into different days. Each day it's a different type of category. For example, one is golden seniors, I think she calls it, and another day specifically for younger people, and another day for alternative types of juggling equipment, I believe. I don't have it right in front of me. But
that's so great. Wait, so the open stages are going to be multiple days?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That makes me so happy. I've wanted an open stage at IJ forever. Okay, cool.
We're actually putting a stage in the gym. The gym is four basketball courts with eight-lane indoor track around that, so there's a lot of space. The one basketball court it is more of a multi-surface, you know, one of those all-purpose type of floorings, more like a rubberized flooring than a good floor. The rest of it's a really good floor, and this one court is not. So we're having the stage actually put in that court, which is at the one end of the gym.
Cool.
It has nets that can be brought down around it. We are actually going to have bleacher seating in that area. That's also where the I'm drawing a blank right now. But that's also where we will have the numbers competitions, prop competition if we have that again. The planting the juggling seed will take place there. That stage is actually going to be utilized a lot throughout
Good.
The week.
That's awesome. It's, what time of the day is the open stage?
Open stage is... I think the times vary slightly from day to day, but it's not horribly different.
In the afternoon, though, or evening?
I'm looking for my schedule. Uh, 2013 master schedule.
Sorry.
That's okay. I actually have all 6 days planned out in a color-coded spreadsheet. So there is nothing on Monday for open stage or Tuesday. Open stage is from 10 a.m. to 12 noon on Wednesday. On
oh, wow.
Thursday, it drops to the afternoon, 2:30 to 4:30. On Friday, it is from 11 to 1:30. So the times do vary, but if people, you know, are in various workshops, it shouldn't. There's going to be some interference, but you can come and do it at any time.
Okay.
So there's a video submission that Cindy is asking for. So she's asking that videos be submitted because there will be some sort of screening process just in case we get a whole lot of people wanting to do open stage, and we want to make sure.
Still want to do quality shows too.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. Sounds great. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Anything else about Kim's report? Good deal. Thank you, Kim.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I had typed up a report on the vendor discount program. Did anybody have any questions about that? Okay.
Just one question, Dave, in relation to Best. We had decided that anyone who participates in the vendor discount program or provides prizes for, like, World Juggling Day,
right,
or the video tutorial contest would be able to get their vending space for free.
Right.
If they come to the fest. So we do have that on the registration form.
Okay.
I would just at some point need to touch base with you to make sure that I have an updated list.
Yeah.
The same with Tom as well, to make sure that just that in case anybody registers for a free space and they haven't donated anything, I can make a phone call.
Right. I think you can always get pretty close by looking at, like, the members page that explains it, and then we can touch base with the people on the fringes. So, like, Flying Clipper, I think, appears to me to be very serious, even though we don't have them on board yet, so I would cut them a break. And Body Hoops is largely blocked on me, so I'd cut them a break. And Sweets Kendamas hasn't answered one email since they said they were interested, so I would not cut them a break, despite the fact that they said that they wanted to participate.
Okay.
So we can, for the fringe cases like that, we can talk about it. But I need to contact them anyway to see which of the vendors would be willing to ship our postcards. So when I do that, would you like me to mention to them this fringe benefit?
Definitely. Okay. And do you need more postcards for them?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
All right.
I'll let you know if it turns out that I do.
Sounds good.
Okay. Anything else on vendor discount program? Okay. The IJA job descriptions are still just kind of in place as a standing item. I don't know if Scott has anything to say or add about that, but I don't.
Yeah, sure, just a couple of things. I received two more yesterday. I am looking at the list that I have of options. There's three of them that are on my list that I haven't received, so I plan on just doing those and then sending an email to the people involved and asking them for feedback to finish those out.
Okay. Thank you for following up on that. Okay. The membership drive, is there anything you wanted to tell us about that?
Nothing on that right now. I've just been doing some talking with people around, but nothing concrete yet.
Okay. Thank you. Erin submitted an education report. Thank you, Erin.
Sure thing. Sorry for that minute.
No problem. Did anybody have questions or comments about that? The only thing I was going to tell you is that mine is still underway, and I've just been bad about posting updates.
It is happening, though? Oh, good. Okay.
Not only is it happening this time, I got funding for Kyle to help me every week.
Heck yes.
So
why can't you use video? Can you, like, talk to them about using video, please?
I can talk, and they're going to say no.
It has to be possible.
Yeah. The trick is if I ever get them to perform off of the campus, then maybe we'll get somewhere.
Do that.
Yeah.
or have a weekend event off the campus.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's going wonderfully. Oh, get this, Erin. I've got more girls than boys.
Yes.
How cool is that?
Wonderful. Why can't you take pictures? Ah. It makes me bad.
Very, very strict about kids being photographed and videotaped.
So silly.
Our school rules changed this year, too.
Exactly. You know, as a parent at the school, I'm like, well, for the most part, it's kind of hard for me to argue with that. But in this case, it does make me sad. It would be so much fun to share some of the stuff with you.
Other countries aren't quite as, you know, silly as the U.S. around such things. But at the same time, there's reasons, I guess.
Yeah. Did anybody else have any questions or comments on the YEP report? Thank you, Erin. Erin also gave us an IRC report, which I'm pulling up now so I can remind myself if I have any questions. Mostly it sounds awesome. I loved seeing your report after Chile. The only comment I had was maybe it just didn't come across in your report, but the one thing that made me sad is your report read to me like, everyone here loved it. They thought it was awesome. They thought the IRC was great. They thought it was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And then I talked to people about why they should join the IJA, and they said, yeah, I don't really see why I had any reason to join the IJA.
And I guess the reason I wrote that was because I just read some posts by people in another thread about joining a membership and stuff and what we're actually offering.
Right.
And I don't feel like we're offering currently what we have right now. I don't feel like we're offering enough to be like, hey, come join the IJA. Like, what's
right.
the reason? What
so,
are they going to
do? So the thing that killed me is I would tell those same people, well, if you liked the IRC, that's why you should join. Because if we don't have members, that can't happen.
Right. But the hard thing is I don't speak Spanish very well. So that's a little bit of a difficulty. But at the same time, what did sell the most is the videos of the IJA regional competitions. And I do think that's going to be that. And if we actually offer the footage from the IJA festival, all the festival video, all the competition video, the stage shows, I really feel like the videos are what is going to draw people in right now because people are not reading, and especially people in Latin America aren't going to read English.
Mm-hmm.
Video crosses all cultures, crosses all languages. That is where we're going to sell the most, in my opinion, especially after this traveling. When I mentioned that and people would ask, can I get copies of that footage, blah, 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 I'd be like, oh, you have to become a member and everyone will have access to all competition footage. Okay, how do I become a member? You know, and then it progresses from there. So that's my biggest take from that. I the membership thing is going to be an issue, not only in the U.S., but in other countries. It's something that's kind of foreign and not a big thing in our current modern shifting system. I don't know.
Right.
A lot of people say,
yeah,
what's the point of a membership? You know, what is that about for juggling?
Right. I mean, language barrier aside, I think the glaring thing is, we can't ride totally on being a charity. It won't fly. But people do need to understand that if they like the programs we're doing and nobody is a member, then we can't keep doing them.
Right. And that, I think, is done through more social marketing stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And then I know, too, I just sent an email to Anthony Shave. He wrote saying, just give me some specific feedback or specific bullet points on things I should talk to people in Brazil about what the IJA is doing right now and ways that I can sell it to people in Brazil, too. So I did that. So, yeah, it's it's a tricky thing to, I mean, and I don't think even people in other countries necessarily understand that it's a membership-based organization, so
yep.
For various reasons, you know, and language being a big part of that.
Right. Okay.
Because even if you push translate this website into Spanish, it's going to be a horrible translation.
Right.
So.
Erin, did you happen to get an address or a few addresses?
I don't have any right now. I'm sorry. But I have to email the people in Mexico. But, we missed all the big festivals at this point.
Right. That's why I didn't know if there was a vendor or even just some club.
Possibly a vendor, yeah, would be a good idea. I have one in Chile that I think would be a cool one to go through. He was a judge, actually, for the competition, so that would be cool. And the sponsor for the competition, too. But, yeah, and I can look at some other options for Mexico and stuff, but I don't have that yet.
Okay.
Anyone have other questions or comments for Erin? Okay. Thank you, Erin. We sort of skipped over the Future Fest earlier because I was pretty sure Mike wasn't on the phone. Has Mike shown up yet?
It sounded like he wasn't making it until about 9:15 or so.
9:15, 8:15.
So that's like 15 more minutes.
Okay, it's going to be close. Okay. Well, we'll keep moving and we'll see what happens. I did not receive a marketing report from Tom, and unless he snuck in, he isn't with us, so not much there.
I can tell you a couple things for marketing, just because me and Tom do a lot of that together.
Yep.
Quick. Big thing right now, and this is for the IRCs too, we did what's called sponsorship, or promoting of our Facebook post for the winner of the IJA regional competition in Chile, and that post got over 500 likes and like over 40,000 views or something like that. And that was for $30. And so we talked to Kim about the idea of doing paid promotion for the festival news coming up. And so that's something we'll be focusing on a lot. And we're coming up with a whole plan for that of paid promotion for different elements of the festival. It just reaches a much larger audience and has a larger impact than website or any other avenue at this time. So that's cool. Facebook promotion, and that's the main thing I guess I've talked about with him.
I think that the iHeart IJA pictures are coming out really cool.
Oh,
I mean, if we can figure out how to leverage them and make something out of them, but they're coming out better than I thought they would.
Yeah. They look great. And the book that I took with me to South America ended up staying in South America on accident, but it ends up being a great thing because now it's going to Brazil to photograph all the Brazil competitors.
Oh, cool.
And then we'll be passed around South America and keep taking pictures of various jugglers down there, so that's cool.
Excellent. Cool. Okay. We did not get a membership report, so... nothing to discuss there. We did get financial reports, which I linked here from Holly. With Holly not here, we obviously can't ask her questions. I did want to ask Scott, so now that you've spent a little bit of time as treasurer, are you starting to get a better feel for what Holly is doing in her role as bookkeeper?
Well, unfortunately not, because I haven't been able to contact Holly. I missed her a couple of times right at the beginning when I was just treasurer, and since then I haven't done any follow-up, and I've been reading these notes, the expense details that have come out, and puzzled through them, but, I mean, I don't have access to the accounts on a weekly basis, so
yep.
I'm not looking at them that way.
Okay. All right, well, if you could just keep on that.
I'll make another effort to do so.
Scott,
thank you.
Once you get the Bank of America papers out, you will have complete access to at least the Bank of America accounts.
Right, and I haven't received any of the Bank of America papers yet. I'm watching my mail every day for them. And once I get those, I plan on logging into those as often as I do my own bank account.
I was just there on Friday. It could be any day now, actually, that they should be reaching you. I'm surprised they haven't reached you yet. If you don't get them by this Friday, please email me and let me know, and I will call them and have them fax me a copy. I have an e-fax, so it would come through my email, and then I could just email you that paperwork.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, so I think that's probably all we have there. We did, at the last minute, get a fund report from Warren Hammond, which hopefully you guys got a chance to read. He's not here, but if anyone has questions, I imagine either Kim or I could pass them on.
I didn't get to read it. Is there anything really exciting?
It's mostly, it lists the committee he's working on and who he's hoping to have join up and so on and so forth.
Okay, so it's still in the formation stages, the committee.
Yep.
Yeah, he's very much still in the formation stage. But, you know, once together, I think the ideas are going to come fairly quickly.
Yeah, totally.
Cool. I did also speak to Warren today. So yeah, I guess Mike still isn't here. So here's the deal with the website. So I finally, through strange means, did communicate with EWE. So now we're in a very odd position where I am the chair. I've been chair for months, and now I'm even communicating with EWE, but I still don't know who he is, because the only way I've managed to communicate with him is via Facebook, because he has an EWE juggler account on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So he and I exchanged a bunch of messages today, and the crux of it is he was extremely displeased with how the fund was handled last year, to the point where he has decided that he's not giving us any additional donations for anything until he sees that turnaround, which I think is fair, given the amount of money he gave us and how that went last year.
Dave, I have a question, and I don't know if you can clarify this, because
sure.
The information that I got was he was disappointed in the way the fund was handled last year, not necessarily the events that went on, but the fact that there was very little information coming from the committee and being reported until right almost dead up against the fact.
Right. So in the various exchanges we had, he was very disappointed in the lack of communication. He was
Mike
very
Sullivan.
Disappointed. Hey, Mike. He was very disappointed in the communication. He was very disappointed in where the money was spent.
Okay.
He had the opinion, which I hopefully cleared up, that much of the money basically got taken by the board to pay for the festival.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
From?
Hmm?
I know, rhetorical question. Where did he get that idea from? But
I think between the fact that some of the money got spent for show guests, and that some of the money effectively didn't get spent because things didn't get followed through on, he saw not much of the money get spent for fund projects and somehow made that leap, particularly with poor communications.
Right.
And I said, no, the board wasn't happy with how that went either.
Mm-hmm.
And when I tried to clarify with him, you did get a chance to approve the list, right? And he said, well, I did get a chance to approve the list, but by the time I got it, there was like a week left. There was no time to do anything different, and I didn't really feel like there was a point to saying no.
Right.
And I said, that sounds sort of like what happened with the board. By the time we saw it, it was so late that there wasn't going to be any way to constructively change the direction anyway. So mostly I tried to express to him that I don't think any of us are happy with how the fund went last year, and that I think Warren is exactly the guy to get it back on track. I'm going to make sure that he knows that Warren is submitting reports every month and make sure he sees those, so he's getting regular updates on what's happening, And further, because we have this anonymous vehicle to talk to him via Facebook, encouraged Warren to reach out to him. And I spoke to Warren to say, I know you're responsible and I know you're going to do a good job, but here's just how important that is.
Yeah. When I first spoke with Warren after the fest about Fun Fund, we had set up a reporting schedule, he and I. And I told him specifically that once I got his reports, I was going to forward them immediately to Iwi. And that's before I got this report about his feelings about how last year was handled.
Yeah.
So I did already send him the October report that Warren sent. I sent him that the very next day.
Great. And thank you.
I didn't know that Warren had submitted his full report until right before this meeting.
Yeah, it came in like 5 minutes before the meeting.
That's fine. As soon as I saw it was up, I was like, okay, as soon as the meeting's over, I'll forward it to Iwi.
Great, because, yeah, I made sure that he shared it such that anybody with the link can read it.
Sure.
So you should just be able to give him the link to the document, same link we see.
Okay.
So that's the big thing coming out of that, is that the Fun Fund is really a pretty pivotal project right now because Iwi is important to this organization, and he is understandably unhappy with what happened last year, and that has ramifications.
Do you think it would help at all if Holly were to put together a spreadsheet of exactly where the Fun Fund money went last year?
I think so. I mean, he may very well look at it and go, yeah, that's not what I wanted it spent on, but it's probably better than him not knowing at all. And I think right now he still feels like he doesn't really know where his money went. But he certainly made comments along the lines of it wasn't being spent on the right things. It wasn't being spent on things that would benefit the general members of the festival.
Right.
So.
And I know my concern with the show being a concern for him is that my impression, because I don't know who this person is either or what the original discussion was when he offered this money. But what I heard from that discussion was that he had said, if you want to bring in any really special guests or any, you know, add money to, and gave some ideas. And I thought special guests were part of that. And that's actually something I approached Matt with, was like, can we try to get some of the Fun Fund money for EAEO, because they are going to be expensive, but they're really cool. So that was.
Yeah. And I said to him that I personally thought that was, you know, at worst kind of a sitting the fence use for it, but I thought it was okay. And he didn't argue back with that, so I don't know.
Because I think that adds a huge amount of value if you bring in really impressive people who perhaps.
Certainly didn't say, no, I don't want it spent on guests. So.
Right. So.
Okay. Well, I know one of the things at the initial offering of this gift, one of the things that he specifically earmarked, if you want to call it earmarking, but he thought that the prize money for championships should.
Yeah, I think that would be great too.
And he hasn't seen that happen yet.
I would love to see that happen.
Well, yeah, I think that's personally in my.
Lloyd Timberlake.
Hey, Lloyd. Hey,
Lloyd.
Hey, I'm sorry, guys. I was trapped down the freeway.
No problem. That happens.
You know, not as chair, just as board member, I find that one very strange. If he thinks a good way to make the festival more fun for everybody is to give more money to a couple of people who compete, I don't quite get that. I mean, I can see other reasons why that's a good idea to give them money. And, in fact, the first Fun Fund committee I was on, we discussed just that and said, I think that's great. I think it would be nice to do that, but I don't think the Fun Fund makes sense to do that.
And I think it does add fun in the fact that more good competitors are going to come. A lot of people, it is the festival, but the competitions are what make the festival different from a lot of other festivals. A lot more people are going to come from a lot more different places, a lot higher skill levels and such, if they know there's a bigger prize. And if there isn't that prize, then what's the point? And that makes it more fun for everyone if it's actually a really strong competition.
Well, my plan for this year's fest is I've put together a sponsorship package, and Wendy and Caitlin are going to go and have face-to-face meetings with different corporations in and around Bowling Green and try to get sponsorship for various things. One of the things that I pinpointed for sponsorship was sponsorship of the juniors championships, the teams championships, and the seniors championships. If we get sponsorship for these events, we will be doubling the prize money.
Okay, so we went pretty deep on Fun Fund since we don't have a lot of time. Are there other things people definitely want to talk about with the Fun Fund right now?
The one other thing I wanted to say is I know another thing Ely had brought up was not feeling appreciated so much. And
yes.
I know Matt took a whole bunch of really great pictures of people holding thank you Ely signs. And it would be kind of cool if we could create a little collage or montage type thing of those photos and submit it to his Facebook page, post it on the IJA page, do something really big where we highlight our thank you for him.
No, that's not a bad idea.
But, you know, it's better to give public recognition.
Yeah, make it public, even put it on eJuggle, like in a little article saying thank you and this is what the money went towards or whatever.
Yep.
I don't know who wants to take on that project, but I think it's a really great idea to do.
Okay. Anything else on Fun Fund or should we move on? Okay. So now that Mike is here, there are two topics for Mike, so I do want to hit at least each of them because, Mike, if you didn't hear, I have a hard stop in like 17 minutes, so I want to make sure we get at least some time for each of your two items.
Thank you.
So the website one is either really short or really long, depending on how you look at it. I mean, the thing that led into the discussion we just had is, long story short, Ely was sufficiently displeased with the Fun Fund last year that he's decided that until he sees something turn around, he's not giving us any new money for anything, including the website. He also did have questions about the website that he felt like he asked and they weren't answered, and I'm still trying to figure out how that happened, what the communication breakdown was. In particular, the question he had was, for the systems you were reviewing, who would be doing the ongoing maintenance? My belief was that each of the systems had kind of an ongoing maintenance fee and the provider was doing the maintenance. Is that accurate?
Yes, they are both, SaaS, software as a service. So
right.
We pay an annual fee and we get all the bells and whistles and all the upgrades rolled in automatically.
Right,
but
that's what I thought.
But we still have to do ongoing changes and adjustments and stuff, right? We still have to have like a webmaster, for example.
Well, not a webmaster so much. I think you would need just people to post content and like we have now, people who handle orders and just watch over renewals and things like that. But it would be a lot less manual work than we're used to now.
Right. So that's what I thought, and I told him I was pretty sure that was the case, but I would confirm that with you and pass it on to him just to make sure his question gets answered better late than never.
I'm happy to write something up if I'm going to be sure that it gets to our donor, because I think I did that before, and it sounds like nothing ever got to him.
It was emailed to him. I know I've sent attachments just recently on emails, and people said they didn't get the attachment. They got the email, but not the attachment. Did that happen with him? I don't know, but I did send your report to him.
Okay.
It seems like, yeah, for a while there, he just wasn't really responding much to emails in general, so I wonder if it kind of just got mixed up in there when he was kind of disappointed and frustrated about things.
Right. So let's do this. I mean, I made it very clear to him that if he's not happy and he's not comfortable, then I'm not asking him for money. But I do want to make sure that he gets the information he wants. So, Mike, why don't you and I, offline, we don't need to do it right now, make sure that you get me whatever you'd like him to see. And now that I'm in communication with him, I'll try to make sure he gets the opportunity to look at it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds good.
The other thing, which certainly we aren't going to settle now, is we probably should start trying to have contingency discussions of, is there something else we want to be doing or looking at if he's not going to be able to fund these solutions?
Mm-hmm.
So. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's that. You also submitted a report on future festival stuff. Thank you very much for that.
Mm-hmm.
Purdue, it mostly looks like things are going in a good direction, but we're kind of in a holding pattern waiting on them. Is that accurate at this point?
Yeah, well, only in the fact that, you know, they want us, and we are agreed in all respects that things look good on both sides. They're just trying to confirm availability of facilities for us for our specific dates now.
Right. Cool.
So because they have so many clients that come in all the time, they're just trying to make sure that's going to not pose a problem for any other business they have booked. And I impressed upon her the fact that the sooner the better, and we would really like to have this wrapped up and signed by the end of the year, and she's focused on trying to make that happen.
Cool. Okay. You also had some interesting stuff about Quebec City in 2015.
Yes. Yes. Well, you know, we were in Canada twice in the last 20 years and had great festivals up there. It's a different kind of festival. I've never been to Turbo. I understand it's quite something, but it's definitely
pretty awesome.
It's not an IJA-type festival. They have a lot of people sleeping on the floor of the gymnasium.
I love that.
And they have lots of people in hostels and, you know, sleeping in the subway. And Veronique is, you know, a very dynamic person, and if this is something the IJA wants to look into, she is very eager to pursue this with us. And I think the very best way to see if it would work out would be if we know of someone on the board that's going to Turbo.
If only we knew someone on the board who was performing at Turbo, which
okay.
We do.
Tom Wall?
Tom Wall is performing at Turbo this year.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Then we should try to work with Tom so that he can do all the things that need to be done while he's there.
Yep.
To work with Veronique and see all the facilities and talk to all the people and see if there's a real possibility that this can happen.
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting.
Where the festival would actually be hosted at the Turbo Fest, or is it a separate event that they'd be hosting?
Well, Veronique's idea, Aaron, is that for the summer of 2015, Turbo would move to July,
okay.
Not be in January or February like it normally is, and that Turbo would be still held, but they would invite IJA to become part of the festival. And, you know, that's something that we probably need to think through and talk about, whether we're going to be willing to just say, look, the IJA festival this year is at Turbo, and we will have a championships and we'll have a cascade of stars, but they'll be part of Turbo.
Right.
And, you know, I think we need to just figure out if we want to play it that way and move ahead.
How would that affect the income of, like, the profit? If there was a profit, how would that affect things?
Right. I mean, right now, you don't – if you pay to go to Turbo, you don't pay much. So they would similarly need to be deciding, are they willing to charge admission? Because otherwise we can't pay for things like a cascade of stars or competitions.
So they kind of already have a cascade of stars. And also, do people have to be members to attend? Probably not.
Yeah. Well, there's probably 100 questions like that we'd have to come up with, you know, about joggling. They don't do that at Turbo, and is there a facility close by? Are there sufficient hotel rooms for the, I think, hundreds of IJA jugglers coming from the States that would want to stay in hotels? Turbo is 2.5 to 3.5 days. Our festival's almost a full week. Who would run the festival? Would it be Veronique? Would it be IJA working with Veronique? Would it be both? But, you know, Tom, if Tom's going, he's been to Turbo before, I think. He probably has some ideas about some of these questions already.
Yeah.
So
well,
the thing to do then would
one.
Be to see if the board wants to authorize Tom and Veronique to go ahead and make these plans to discuss all this when he's up there.
Yes.
Yeah, I think they should definitely flesh out what it would look like, because right now it's very hard to decide because I don't even know what it would mean, but it certainly is a provocative idea.
Yeah, they're huge. They're popular. People down in Latin America are like, oh, turbo, 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 turbo. Yeah, people know about Turbo right now. It's an amazing festival. And if we could somehow combine with them, and I know it's a proposition that's been proposed by several people in the past as the idea of hosting the competitions at a different festival, which is similar to the IJA regional competition, really, but making it the actual championship basically would be what it could potentially be. Is that's the main thing, is the competition. But,
yeah, I'd be a little nervous about space. Their gym is not that big. I guess with the downstairs gym, it's pretty big. It would be close.
How many people do they usually have at their festival?
I would guess, my guess from the year I went was a little bit less than we usually have. So 200 to 300, I would guess.
What was that you were asking about their attendance?
Yeah.
Veronique told me that they are expecting as many as 500 this January.
Yeah, that would be my guess, too.
There certainly were not that many there the year I went, but...
It's gotten bigger each year, and I think last year was the biggest so far.
Yeah. In terms of hotels...
They're flying headliners from Europe for this year.
What's that?
They're flying in some headline acts from Europe this year for their show.
They also have Carlos Munoz, who was the champion of the IJA regional competition in Chile. He's going to be a special guest there as well.
Yeah. So
flying him in, too.
My hunch, and this would be a risky one to guess or manage, my hunch is that you would not need hundreds of hotel rooms. My guess is that a lot of the people who normally attend would sleep in the gym.
A lot of the people, and especially younger people, and we'd attract a lot more younger people who don't have to buy hotel rooms, whereas
now you wouldn't need
hotels are available.
When I went to Turbo, the only people I knew who stayed in a hotel were me, Matt Hall, and Don Lewis. And the hotels we stayed in were probably a little less than a mile away, and I walked it in the snow. So it wasn't that bad. And certainly, you know, there are going to be people who aren't going to be willing to walk a mile, but you could get a cab or something, I suppose. I don't know how many hotels there were there. I only needed one room. Matt was in a different hotel, so I know there's at least two hotels that were very close to each other and less than a mile away.
Well, things like that and 100 other logistical questions about being able to ship merchandise across the border and selling merchandise and, you know. Yeah. But all of that can wait until we make the first pass at deciding whether this is feasible and within the realm of our capability and their capability.
Yeah. But, yeah, I definitely think we should have Tom at least explore further what this might look like. I think it's a really interesting idea.
And I think it's awesome that they're offering it. They're on the rise right now, and that's a good thing for the IJA to be part of.
Okay, so that sounds like you're going to recommend that happen, and then I will simultaneously, I won't discontinue any of my efforts for other sites for 2015, but it sounds like Turbo is something we want to explore to its conclusion first.
Yep. Okay, so... Unless there was anything else, that gets us through all our reports. We didn't have any motions this time, so that brings us down into Vario with me having 4 minutes to go. Since we kind of, I'm going to do that order if people don't mind. I want to talk about C at least briefly since we kind of jumped into it already, just to make sure nobody is uncomfortable with it or has concerns. So there, to remind people, the general idea was that if we already have the agenda in a Google Doc, and I, in past meetings, have gone through and filled in all the fill-in-the-blanks, you know, the times and who did nominations and whatever, if we just take the extra step of having somebody take notes in the document, which Kim has kind of been doing already today, then by the time each meeting ends, we will have our notes, we'll have our minutes in place. And given how far we've been falling behind, I think we need to do something different. And that makes sense to me, but I wanted to throw it out there and see if anyone else has...
Sounds like a good idea to me.
Okay.
It sounds very sensible.
Yeah, makes it move fast.
Okay. And, you know, Sandy isn't here tonight. I'll talk to Sandy and see. My guess is this makes her life easier, too, but I'll talk to her and see if she's comfortable with it and and so on and so forth. Okay. 3 minutes I have left. The first two things came from me, and I would skip those. We can just keep bumping those out. Mostly I need to call Bob Mendelson and talk to him on the phone at this point. D, so somewhere during the month we got mail from Dan Miller talking about doing website construction for nonprofits, and it was suggested we should talk about it during during Varia this month. I will confess that it happened a while ago, and I don't remember many of the details. Something in my brain is telling me that Nathan had something to say on the matter. Is that right?
I just got the email and mentioned that maybe it's something we should consider. I don't know much about Dan Miller, but
uh-huh.
I know that there's been a lot of talk about the website and doing something with that.
Uh-huh. Mike, have you ever talked to this guy?
I don't even know the name, Dave. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, especially given the news from EWE, then maybe that's a good way to proceed, is to have you talk to him and figure out what it is he really does and doesn't do, you know, to see what of our needs he might be ready to address and what he can't address and, you know,
okay.
What that relationship might look like.
Is the contact info in your report? Or
I'm trying to find it. It came up somewhere during, oh, no, maybe it was an email, because on,
yeah,
right, on the board, Nathan,
buddy.
Yeah. I will try to find that note and forward it to you right now, Mike. Let me see if I can do that. Okay, I found the note. I am forwarding it to Mike Sullivan right now so you can see what we're talking about. Oh, yeah, because it looks like maybe this note just went to the board, so you probably wouldn't have seen it. Okay,
right.
I'm forwarding it to you now so you can see this guy. You'll have an email address for him, and you can ask him what he's about.
Okay,
and
got it.
Maybe before or by next month we'll know if maybe he's an interesting alternative, given that EWE isn't going to be funding the AMS solutions anytime soon.
Okay. Got it. Thanks.
Okay. So I apologize again that I did this kind of whirlwind tour tonight because I have my deadline. Is there anything else people want to discuss before we close up shop? Okay. Then we do need to agree on a time for our next meeting, which would be in December. I'm pulling
December 12th is the second week in the second Wednesday.
That is true.
We usually go third Wednesday, which would be the 19th.
Right. So my calendar is free on either of those dates. I don't know whether it's better to stick with the third because that's what we usually do, or stick to the 12th because just the closer we get to Christmas, the crazier it's going to get for people. Do people have preferences between the 12th and the 19th?
I'm confident I can make either day.
Okay.
I'm good.
I like having a whole month if we can.
Okay, if people aren't worried about the proximity to Christmas, let's do the 19th because it gives us a little more time, and it's the third Wednesday of the month, which is sort of the tradition. So the 19th at 5:30 Pacific time. And that brings us to the sad part where we have to say goodbye to each other by adjourning the meeting. Does anyone move to adjourn the meeting?
I'll move.
Okay. Would anyone like to discuss the idea of adjourning the meeting?
We don't have to second it, huh?
We don't have to second
right.
it. Okay, but we do need to vote. Does anyone disapprove of adjourning the meeting? Okay, would anyone like to abstain? Pretty controversial, I know. Okay, then we are adjourned at 6:31 Pacific time. The only thing that's just occurred to me, Mike, if you get a chance, if you could have Marilyn send us a membership report, better late than
okay, time. Will do.
Cool, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, everybody, have a good night and talk to you soon.
Bye.
All right.
Bye-do.
Bye.
Bye.